What is it that makes us human? For many people, it's our skulls. Anthropologists say the size and shape of the skulls of modern humans are what distinguish us from earlier species like Homo erectus. And it seems that some of our ancestors may have understood this. Scientists have just published a study of what may be the world's oldest temple, and it contains evidence of what they're calling a skull cult. The temple is in southeastern Turkey and was built around 9,000 years ago. That's a good 4,000 years before Stonehenge and the pyramids. This has all gotten the world's history guy, Chris Wolf, very excited. Chris, what makes you so excited?
Well, the thing that most amazes me, Carol, is that this is the Stone Age. We're talking about people whose only tools are made of stone, hence the Stone Age. And yet they're able to erect this huge temple complex on top of a mountain with almost nothing. They haven't invented the wheel yet. And then you think, how do they even get everybody there and fed? These are hunters and gatherers. They have to go out and hunt animals or gather, you know, wild berries and grains to try and feed themselves. And yet they've got all these people here. They've been able to organize themselves so that they can find the time and the people with the skills to make these exquisite pieces of art and architecture. It's just mind-blowing to me. And then there's all these skulls.
What is it with the skulls? What did they find?
Well, they found a very disproportionate number of skull bones in the remains of the complex, scattered around amongst these concentric circles of standing stones and in these different chambers of rooms that are still to be found there. Disproportionate meaning like 2/3 of the bones they've found are from skulls. And they've been trying to piece together what they did with them and what may have happened to the people who were there. Now, this is not the first skull cult to be found in the Eastern Mediterranean. It was apparently quite common at this time, around 9,000 years ago. And if you think about it, this is the first evidence of organized religion or some kind of ritual anywhere in the world of any human culture. I'm sure people have had, you know, other places of worship and other places of ritual in humanity's long and storied lifetime. But it's like this is the first evidence we have of it actually taking place on this hilltop in Turkey.
What is the evidence? What makes it a temple?
Well, there's no evidence that people actually lived there. So it seems to be mainly a ceremonial purpose. There's nobody buried there, which is another unusual thing. Usually where people live, they die. So clearly people were coming together here for some purpose other than, you know, mere subsistence.
What is the theory about how people got organized in this place at this time, 9,000 years ago?
Right. It is remarkable because, like, your average hunter-gatherer group lives in a small band of, like, 12 to 20 people, and you spend all your time hunting and gathering food. And so the theory is that this is a place in the world where wild grains grow, wheat, naturally, on the hillsides. And they think, one of the pioneers, German researcher who first came across this site, proposes that that people had to organize themselves to protect these fields of wild grain from animals. And so that they had to come together in bigger bands for the first time in human history, possibly, to protect these wild grain fields. And obviously, they were able to sustain a bigger population with them as well.
So you mentioned all these fragments of skulls. What makes it a skull cult?
Well, clearly this played some kind of central role in the rituals or the belief system of the people who occupied this site. And we're talking like 9,000 years ago. And what's unique about the ones that have been discovered is that they've clearly been carved into. These weren't just like wounds that you might find on a human remains, or they weren't form of ritualistic killing. Clearly, this is a post-mortem modification of the skull, and it looks like they've been designed to be dangling from the ceiling. So you get this very dramatic imagery of these semi-subterranean vaults that people have come into, probably torchlit, all these mysterious carvings on the walls, and these skulls dangling from the ceiling. So it must have been a very intimidating place, but it's not clear if this was for the purposes of frightening people or for commemorating and venerating your ancestors or something in between. Right now, we just don't know.
Exciting stuff. The World's History Guy, Chris Wolf. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carol.